Open your mouth and pray. Let your promises be fulfilled in my life. Let there be no area in my life where the promises are not fulfilled. Lord, let no man look at me and say, where are the promises of God? In my life, God's promises must be fulfilled. Almighty God, I pray this morning, Lord, help me to do what I need to do, to move the way I need to move, to act the way I need to act, that God's promises shall become yea and amen in my life. Thank you, blessed God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because I know what you say is normally come to pass. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Our Father, this morning, we look into your word. God, truly, your promises shall come to pass as we believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, I present the people before you, and I ask, O Lord, that you give them a hearing ear, an understanding heart, that they may be able to move according to your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I welcome you to God's presence in Jesus' name. I want to welcome my brother, Pastor Ephraim, and his new wife, Sister Victoria. You are highly welcome to the church. The Lord bless you and increase you and cause your marriage to prosper in Jesus' name. So you have known Pastor Ephraim. You can know his wife now. Is that not so? The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. This morning I'm talking on the topic, prospering in the midst of obstacles. Obstacles are real in life. Barriers, inconveniences, difficulties are normal thing in this world. But in the midst of that, God has planned and programmed that you must prosper in the midst of obstacles. That there are barriers on your way is not the issue. That there are challenges is not the matter. The matter is, do you know who your God is? Do you know what is his plan? Do you know how he causes things to happen? Even when there are troubles. We live in the days of troubles in the world. In the days of challenges, obstacle, barrier. Our society is full of challenges. But in the midst of these challenges, you will still prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Psalms, I read from Psalm 92. Psalm 92. The Bible says, I read from verse 4. It says, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works. And thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. Why are you bothered about the workers of iniquity? Why are you troubled about the sinners that are prospering? Their God has a plan for them. If they feel that they will remain in that situation, they will never regard God, they will persecute the righteous man. The Bible says, you see them flourish, but they shall be destroyed forever. In verse 8, it says, but thou, Lord, art my most high forevermore. For lo, thy enemies, O Lord, lo, thy enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Verse 10, but my own shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Today, God shall anoint you with fresh oil. So that you will prosper. In the midst of obstacle, your God will give you fresh oil that will make you to excel in the midst of the challenges in these present times in Jesus' name. In verse 11, he said, my eye also shall see my desire of my enemies, and my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. God will prove himself in your life. You know, the Bible says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. I bring you the story of the palm tree. The palm tree is a very wonderful tree, very beautiful tree. But you know one thing about the palm tree? If you get to the palm tree, you will see there are a lot of thorns in it. The thorns in the palm tree are so much that you can't even handle it with your hand. You can't touch it. But you know that in the midst of that thorn, before you know it, you will see the palm fronds will just come out. Beautiful, very wonderful. If you have ever seen the palm tree before, watch it when the palm tree is growing. You will see how the fruits will just come out. Very beautiful. That's how you will come out in the midst of obstacles. In the name of Jesus. The palm tree, no chooks. There's no thorn that ever took it. You see it growing very beautiful, beautiful until it fall and become the what the people will come and call to use as broom. That is the palm tree. In the midst of obstacle, you are going to flourish. In the midst of barrier, you are going to prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't bother yourself about the obstacle. You know, one thing is very important. For you to prosper in the midst of obstacle, you must be a man and a woman of faith. Believe God. The importance of faith is that when there are problems, faith do not recognize problems. Faith undermines difficulties and achieves its goal. What I want to achieve, I want to achieve it. And somebody said, look at obstacles. Say, no, forget about that. I used to say that in definition of faith, faith is there is a problem and yet faith will keep going. They tell you, say, look at this road is blocked. And you say, no, don't worry. Whether the road is blocked or not, I'm going to pass. That's faith. Do you not understand that? So that's why it is required that a believer should live by faith. Now faith is highly required now more than ever before. In Luke chapter 18, you must understand, it is not that, oh, Jesus, there's too much problem in the world now. How are we going to survive? No, forget about that. The Bible says in Luke chapter 18, it says, I read from verse 1, then, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in the city a judge with fear not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust just said. And shall not God avenge his own elect? We cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. In the midst of problem, they are crying to God. They are calling upon him. Day and night, there may be a lengthy period that the thing has not come to pass, but surely it shall surely come to pass. He said, look at what the unjust just said. This judge, this woman was troubling him. Avenge me of my adversary. Solve my problem for me. Help me. People are disturbing me. And the judge, one day, after this woman kept troubling him, he said, even though I don't fear God, I don't regard man, I have no respect for man, I don't fear God, but this woman is troubling me. Why was this woman troubling the judge? Because the woman believed that her request was going to be met. The woman never give up. He never look at the resistance and say, well, inasmuch as this judge is not listening to me, let me go back home. Let me forget my request. Let me forget my desire. Why must you forget what you are looking for when God is going to give it to you? The judge, the woman keep meeting the judge until the judge now say, well, even though I don't fear God, I don't regard man, I will answer this woman because she's troubling me all the time. And Jesus now said, hear what your judge just said. Shall not God avenge his own elect? We cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. Brother, sister, your testimony is very close now. He may appear long with you, but the answer is soon going to come now. Very soon now you are going to testify. He said in verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? That's the question. Will there still be faith in your heart? Will you still be believing that God will strengthen you? God will heal you? God will provide for you? God will prosper you in the midst of the troubles in the land? When the Son of Man comes, will there still be people believing God? I pray you will be that man believing. I pray you will be that woman believing. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that challenges might be there, but watch out. God's promise never fail because of challenges. Those problems you are thinking are the ones separating you from your next level are actually the ingredients that you need to prepare you for the next level. Those problems, those hindrances are the thing God wants to use to push you forward. Do you know about that? We are talking about the palm tree. If the palm tree has been looking at those obstacles, it will never grow. It will remain where it is. If I come out now, if I decide to bring out a new one now, these thorns will choke it and it will not survive. But you never bothered about the thorns. It will just keep growing up. That's how you will be growing. That's how your life will go forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today, all those obstacles you are running away from shall become the ladder for your climbing forward. David would have never been the king that he became if there was no Goliath. Do you believe that? Goliath helped David to prosper. Every Goliath that is troubling your life will help you to go forward. Do you know that when David came to the camp at such a time that Goliath was raking and raging in the camp that he was going to make sure these people serve the children of the Philistine. The Israel must serve the Philistine. That was why Goliath was coming up. And he was talking and talking very bold. He wasn't afraid. Your problem looks to be very bold, but you will silence them very soon. He wasn't afraid. He never bothered that there was a God in Israel. He never bothered that was anybody could challenge him. He told them to their faith. He said, if you can raise a man who can challenge me in this situation, then all of us will become your servant. But if I kill that man, all of you will become our servant. And Saul and all other armies, the warriors, they were running, they were hiding because Goliath has come again. How can we solve this problem? Who will deliver us from this difficult situation? Are you in Nigeria and they're increasing food? Food is increasing. You will suffer. Listen to me. At that particular time, a young man came out and God decided that this was the time that David was going to go to the camp to see what's going there. And David went to the camp to go and see his brethren. He wasn't even going there to fight. Nobody told him there was a trouble in the camp. He just go there. Let me go and see my brethren how they are doing. The father sent him there. And he's gone there. He discovered that there was a problem. And a man will come up and rake and rake and say, and one is talking like that, all children of Israel, all the warriors, they will just run and hide. David said, this is serious. So you mean something like this is going on? How can we solve this problem now? 1 Samuel chapter 17. Your obstacles is coming down today. Your barriers shall be swallowed today. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, 1 Samuel chapter 17. I read from verse 31. And when the walls were heard with David's spade, then he has them before Saul. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. David, where do you get this strength from? How did you get this understanding? Do you know what you are talking about? The man had faith. The man believed God. The man had the power of God with him. I said, he was telling the king, you king, don't worry. No man had faith because of this man that is troubling us. I will go. You? And the Bible says, verse 30, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. People may discourage you. Don't let them discourage you. Your brothers, your sister, they will say, you don't know. No, you can't survive. Oh. You know, I was telling a story on Wednesday. When demolition came to my area, a friend of mine in Lube called me. And he called me, and I went to his house. And he said he heard about demolition trying to take place in this place. And that he just want to advise me that, you know, those people, once they come like that, they don't listen to anybody. They come with soldiers, they come with police, and nobody will not be able to pick anything from your house, and they will just carry bulldozers and begin to demolish. So you want to tell me now, I should try to look for one room, even if it's one room, two rooms, let me just look for money, look for room somewhere. Then you will see, maybe it will assist me to pack my things there before demolition comes.
said, okay, no problem. I said, I'll see what I can do. As I came back, my spirit said to me, my house cannot be demolished. No way. I said, God led me to this place to build house here. God didn't tell me that there was going to be any demolition. I said, you cannot walk. I call for prayer. I prayed. We prayed and prayed and prayed. And he calls for prayer, and the Lord said to me, it cannot happen. And that was it. I'm telling you, I refuse to move. My house is still standing today. Nobody can demolish it because God sent me there. In the midst of, somebody may talk to you. The person loved you. Saul loved David. He didn't want him to go and die. He said, we have tried this man. Nobody can kill this man. I am advising you, don't risk your life. You can't kill him because he has been a champion from his youth. And you are a small boy. But do you know what? In verse 34, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the floor, and I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slay him. Thy servant slay both the lion and the bear. And this also concerned Philistine shall be as one of them. See, he had defied the armies of the living God. David, where did you get this strength from? Where do you get this understanding from? He got it from God. Verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the pew of the lion and out of the pews of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And so said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. Since I can't convince you, I can't discourage you, you still want to go? Now go. It shall be well with you. Every step you take from today will yield results. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that was it. In verse 38, and Saul armed David with his armor, and he put his helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David guided his head with Saul upon his armor, and he assayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David pulled them off from him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in his feet. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. And for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. This beautiful young boy, you want to die? What are you waiting for? Verse 43. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that I come to me with staves? And the Philistine caused David by his God. I've told you something. In every battles of life, it is God that is behind it. Every man, whether he's a sinner or a righteous man, is God. The spiritual aspect is what matters. It is not the physical thing. This man, the Goliath, for how huge he was, he still has a God that he depends upon. He calls David by his calls. Well, it is a matter of who are you depending upon? Who is your backbone? Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your backbone is what will deliver you from every battle. It is not your physical strength. It's not your physical ability. It's not your physical knowledge. I know this. I have this. Listen to me. You may be any salary. Your salary may not sustain you now. It is your God that will see you through. It is a matter of what is your spiritual backbone. This man caused David by his God. And David understood that this battle was not a matter of physical stature. It was about the matter of spiritual stature. He was a small boy, but he was tall spiritually. Today, God will give you spiritual tallness. Amen. Verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David unto the Philistine, that cometh to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Face your battle in the name of the Lord. Don't ever go there with your physical knowledge. Tell the situation in Nigeria, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I come to you problems of life in the name of the Lord God of hosts. You want to defy the name of the Lord in my life? Didn't they know your salary is not much when they are increasing things in the market? Didn't they know? They know. But your God will swallow the situation. Your God will deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, verse 43. He said, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the air, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Hallelujah. Very soon, the whole Nigeria will know you are serving the living God. If they lie, let them carry vaccine. We will not take vaccine. We don't have coronavirus. We are not taking any vaccine. I'm preparing your heart. Any problem coming to this world, you must overcome it in the name of Jesus. We know the tricks of this enemy. We have been serving this God for quite a long time. They will not succeed to take us away from our God. Why are you so concerned about vaccine? Poverty is killing the people. You don't care. You are not concerned. You are spending billions to go and buy vaccine. Is it vaccine our problem? Praise the Lord. We withstand them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Be ready to withstand them. We don't know what is going to happen next. Maybe they will corner you somewhere. Come and carry vaccine. Tell them, no, you don't carry vaccine. Anything that wants to happen, let it happen. We have come to the final time. We are not going to bow to these nations. We bow to this government. We bow to these evil people. Our God will deliver us. Our God will deliver us. You know, when I watched Tammy the telly the other day, and those say people in the National Hospital, and those doctors were taking vaccine, and the doctor after taking the vaccine, and he said, oh, if I did be the vaccine was available when the father was sick, the father would have not died. I said, liar. Your father would have still died. It doesn't mean that you have taken this vaccine, you won't die, you will still die. Praise the Lord. Is that vaccine, is it going to save them from death? Praise the Lord. Our faith will deliver us. Our faith will set us free. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, in verse 47, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword nor spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. That's what I want you to know. The battle you are facing is the Lord's battle. It's God's battle. Just face it with faith in your heart. Don't be looking at your physical stature. Don't be looking at your physical ability. Don't be looking at your size of your salary. Don't be looking at the size of your business. Look up to the size of your God. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, and it came to pass, verse 48, and when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bow and took just a stone and slung it and smote the stone in his forehead, that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slay him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No matter what is facing you this time around, ordinary one word from your mouth will bring it down. David has already collapsed that man. As David was rehearsing, talking, the angels of God were around him. The angels of God were there to back up what he was doing. When you are confessing your faith, the angels will be by your side to make sure that what you are saying comes to pass. That was why you think that it was the expertise of David that made that sling to go into the head of Goliath. No. The angel carried the stone from his hand and put it in the head of Goliath. Where have you ever seen an ordinary stone before? If you know this core is very hard, is that also? If you put a stone, it will bounce back. The highest thing can happen, it will just put some injury. But this one, he enter inside. The next arrow you will shoot will enter to the head of your enemy. Because there was God in action to cause things to happen. This your God will follow you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid of the challenges of this present time. Don't be afraid of the troubles that are facing you. I am telling you, God is going to give you a positive result. In the book of Revelation in chapter 5, our Lord Jesus, the King of Kings, today, could it be the King of Kings? If not, because there was a challenge in the life of humanity. And a person was required to solve this problem. In Revelation chapter 5, when you see challenges, just know that the solution is there. Hallelujah. I read from verse 1. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal thereof? And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. I said to you this morning, weep not. Your master has prevailed. He will overcome for you this time in Jesus' name. The book was there. Nobody could open the book. Nobody could even look upon it. And everybody was looking at the book there. And the Bible said, John said he had wept much. Serious weeping. He was weeping. So does it mean nobody can open this book? Nobody can do anything here? There is no solution again? And one of the elders said to him, weep not, because somebody has prepared to solve this problem. Somebody was prepared from the foundation of the world. There was a problem in the life of man. That was when Jesus came to solve it. This problem that is in your life, your master will solve it again. He said, don't weep. He's going to open the book and read the seven seals. And in verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24, 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden veil full of odor, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Praise the Lord. Your reigning will begin from this time. We shall reign on the earth because Jesus prevailed. Not only in the future, he prevailed in the past, he prevailed in the present, he prevailed in the future. Praise the Lord. That should be your mentality as a believer. Your master has prevailed. The devil cannot silence you. Tell yourself, the devil cannot silence me. In the mighty name of Jesus. You saw Jesus prevail because he has what it takes. God has prepared him in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read Hebrews chapter 12. God has prevailed. Jesus has prevailed. So you will still also prevail in the name of Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 12, I read from verse 1. It says, wherefore, see we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and fed in your mind. Every fainting will stop in your life. Don't faint because of the troubles in this country. Don't give up. Hello? Don't even complain. Call upon your God. He will answer you. The Bible says, we are compelled by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside any weight. Whatsoever is that weight, lay it aside. If it is sin, lay it aside. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Let your faith always look up to Jesus Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Because for the joy that was set before him, he despised the cross. He didn't bother that the cross was there, that they will nail me now. They will kill me now. He didn't mind that cross. Don't look at what looks like tough situation. In the midst of that situation, you are going to receive a wonderful testimony. Testimony comes in the midst of trouble. The troubles are there. You will have testimony. Praise the Lord. Yeah, and today he's sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God. The Bible says, consider him that endures some contradiction of sinners against himself. You know, some of us, when you see trouble, you run away. You cry. You complain. You look for where to go. Where are you going? Stay. Sit down. God is going to answer your prayers. Hey, I prayed yesterday, didn't answer. But today he will answer. Hello? That's the life of faith. Don't say, I have been praying. I don't know. I'm tired of praying now. Who told you that? That's what the devil is doing to people. He has made them to be resigning spiritually. He made them to be tired of praying. He made them to be tired of serving God. He made them to be tired of going to church. They are always getting discouraged. Before you know it, you will be so discouraged that you will be depressed. I pray that will never be your portion. Don't let discouragement set in. As things are looking harder, you become more harder. Tough times never like only tough people do. Be a tough man. Let your faith become stronger. Consider he that endures some contradiction of sinner against himself. Lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. You want to get tired? You want to give up? You want to say, how can we succeed now? Listen to me. In the midst of that trouble, you are going to build a new house. If Christ tarry, you will drive a new car. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. It is time to show to the people of the world that our God owns the whole land. Don't run away because of trouble. The fact that we're waiting for the trumpet to sound doesn't mean that they are going to meet us when we are dying there. No. The Bible says, occupy till I come. You will be living where, then the trumpet will sound and come and carry you. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Don't let the situation in the land make you to begin to look cold. And the sinners are going out and you are going backward. You are going forward from that. I say, you are going forward from that. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, when you concentrate on obstacles before you, your faith will not be strong to produce results. Remove your eye from trouble. Hello? So many people, all they do is to, they are rehearsing their trouble in their heart every day. You see my problem now? You see my problem now? Every day, remove it from your face. Hello? Take away that obstacle. Take away that trouble. Because it will kill your faith. If trouble, you are looking at trouble, you will not be able to see what God is doing. Rather, you must take your eyes away from the obstacle and look up to God, who is the final decider of your life. What will you do? In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you will do what Joshua did. This is the way to act in faith. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, Joshua came to meet God in the midst of trouble. And he said, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I read from verse. I just read verse 1. Then verse 1 and 2. Then I go down to verse 12. The Bible says, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon with them other beside the Amorite came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazatam, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast through all Judah. Praise the Lord. The enemy gathered against them plenty. And they came to tell him, look out, all trouble has come. And the man was afraid. But you see, your fear should drive you to God like Joseph did. He went to seek the Lord. He was afraid, but he went to seek after God. He gathered all Judah and all Jesus and said, let us come to seek the face of our God. And as they came with their children, with their little one, everybody coming to seek God, the Bible says in verse, and let me read from verse 10. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Masir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them all. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given to us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Praise the Lord. That is the language of faith. We may not have we may not have power enough to face this trouble, but our eyes are upon you. We may not have the enough money to solve this trouble, but our eyes are upon you. We may not have the enough strength to face this multitude of army that are coming against us, but our eyes are upon thee. Praise the Lord. That should be your prayer. That's how you seek God. Don't carry your trouble on your head to the point that you are discouraged. No, you are not able to come out again. You say, you see, it's because the challenges are too much for me. That's why I'm not able to pray. That's why I can't go to church again. That's why, you see, don't let that trouble swallow you. Praise God. That's what the devil has been looking for. So that you will be tired. Before you know, it starts suggesting to you that it's one Baba somewhere. That's one prophet somewhere. You see, I used to see people going there. In fact, when they just go there, they will just come out with miracle. What type of miracle are they coming out with? So, seek after your God in the midst of that trouble. Let your faith never get weary. Don't get tired. Confront your problem with your faith. Tell God, my eyes are upon you. I know you will deliver me out of this trouble. I know I will come out of this situation. That was what David was always confessing. He was always speaking out truth. He was always speaking out faith. And God was with him and said, this young man, he needs to be given a testimony. I can see God giving you a testimony. Praise the Lord. After Joshua has prayed like that, the Bible says in verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. You know where we are in trouble today? You see, some people, they resign from God. They don't go to church again. Neither will they carry their children to God. They are not interested. They want to solve their problem by themselves. They want to stay on their own. Even when you call for a fast, they won't call. They have excuses. That is why many people are getting swallowed. That's why many people are getting tired, because they don't know how to seek their Lord. All these people came with their children, their little ones. Even the one that is sucking, they carry them to God because there is trouble. Don't you see the trouble in our nation? Don't you see the trouble in the land? The enemy wants to swallow us up. We must seek our God. Praise the Lord. This is time to seek the face of God. Our God will defeat them. All their evil plan, our God will defeat them. In the mighty name of Jesus. They know that you cannot take bribe. They know that you cannot tell lies to make money. But they are taking bribe. They are telling lies. That's why they're increasing things as much as they can. But our God will defeat them. Our God will defeat them. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 14, then upon Jehaziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, the son of Esau, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitant of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Hi, I see God taking over your battle. I see God fighting for you, brother. I see God fighting for you, sister. In the name of Jesus. You think that it is our strength to fight this battle? This economic battle in Nigeria? This situation in the land? Our God will fight for us. Our God will deliver us. Our God will give us testimony. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what they are planning. Whether it is NPC. Whether it is whosoever they are. Our God will overthrow them. We still have God in heaven. He has not resigned from us. He still believes us. He still knows that we are there for him. In as much as the trumpet have not sounded, we will keep waiting for our God. We will keep looking up to him. We will keep depending on him. In the name of Jesus. I pity people who are resigning from God this time around. This is time to become more stronger. This is time to become more serious. So that if they come now and say, hey, all of you, we want to kill all of you, we die with our God. Hello? We stay with our God. We are not going to resign because of anybody's threat. Because somebody is threatening you. Because somebody is troubling your life. You know, I tell you a story those days. That's the reason why. You don't need to be afraid. Maybe they are troubling you where you are. When I was in Lagos, in the place where I was living, the landlord, I couldn't pay because there was no money. The money to pay then was not there. I would be coming from the church. My landlord will stay at the door. He will stay there and be waiting for me. And once I'm about to enter, he said, Oga, where is my money? I said, please, Oga, you see, Baba, wait for me. Yeah, I have not got the money. My landlord will not allow me to rest. Every day, if I'm coming home, my heart will be just jump. Landlord will be at the doormat. Every day will not allow me rest. Until one morning, I was reading my Bible. And in Matthew 24, the Bible says all these things shall be destroyed. That all these things that these people are even talking about shall be destroyed. Fire will burn them. It struck my heart, including this house, bar. Good. I started to go and meet my landlord. I went and meet him in the morning. I said, Baba, I think you'll be Christian, bar. He said, yeah. It's an letter in CAC. I said, hey, you say what the Bible says? The Bible says all things shall be destroyed, including your house. So don't trouble me again. The Father that I don't pay you, all things shall be destroyed. Why? Who let me rest? How could I have to have partition because of our strength? I'm telling you, hey, Baba says, it's okay, you don't hear, you don't hear, you don't hear. Till I pack out or Baba never trouble me again. When I was to pack, he came up and said, have you gotten a place you are going, my soul? Are you? I said, Baba, I've gotten a place. Listen to me, God will solve your problem. Face your problem with God. He will give you answer. You are not the first person to be in that situation. You are not the last person. The fact that you are in that case today, you will not remain to be there. You shall get your answer in the name of Jesus. Don't let problem kill you. Don't get hypertension because of trouble. Don't get any trouble. And then, no. Maybe you are owing debt. You are owing some people in business and they are running after you. Don't give up. You will pay that debt. Tell yourself, I'll pay. You will pay that debt in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't give up and say, oh, hey, what shall I do now? Oh God, why didn't you hear me? God is always hearing your prayer. He wants you to stand on your ground. He wants you to face that challenge by force. Face that situation. Face it. Don't go and sit and be crying. Two things you must do to be able to face your problem. You either go into prayer by faith, or you sow a seed to God by faith. Praise the Lord. Trouble is there, yes. You say, oh God, I carry this offering to you to fight my battle for me. That was what David did in 2 Samuel chapter 24. I read that place with prayer. You are leaving this church today a changed person. You will be having testimony upon testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, the Bible says, 2 Samuel chapter 24, I read from verse 15. The Bible says, so the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan, even to Beersheba, 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Stay now thy hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing field around the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, lo, I have sinned and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. And God came that day to David and said to him, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor around the Jebusite. And David, according to the sayings of God, went up as the Lord commanded. And Arana looked and saw the king and his servant coming on towards him. And Arana went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Arana said, wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, to buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Arana said unto David, let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instrument, and other instrument of the oxen for wood. And these things did Arana as a king give unto the king. And Arana said unto the king, the Lord thy God accept thee. Look at verse 24. And the king said unto Arana, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offering unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen from 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. Every plague shall be taken away from your land. I will not offer to God that which don't cost me nothing. He has to rear an altar. Altar of prayer, altar of sacrifice. Every trouble shall be addressed. It doesn't matter how terrible that problem is. If you understand this mystery, no matter all the devil that runs up against you, they will bow. They will see the power of your God in Jesus' name. As soon as David came up with that sacrifice at the altar, the plague was over. Rise up on your feet. Every plague shall be over in your life. Plague will be over in your family. Every trouble devil brought into your life, they shall be over in the name of Jesus. Lift up the voice to God and say, oh God, my Father, I will not give up because of trouble. I will not give up because of challenges. I will not give up because of attack. I am going to overcome. I build up my faith today. I am going to be a testifier of your goodness. I will be a testifier of your goodness. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what the enemy says, in the name of Jesus, I will be a testifier of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will be a testifier of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will overcome. In the midst of obstacle, I will come up brighter. I will come up brighter. I will come up more prosperous. I will come up more serious. I will come up more zealous. I will come up more enterprising in the name of Jesus. Whether I am in this level today, doesn't matter. The Lord is taking me further. The Lord is increasing my life. The Lord is healing me. The Lord is delivering me. The Lord is making new ways for me. I will be a testifier of the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I have faith in God. I believe my God. I believe my God. If David could bring down Goliath, every trouble in my life is like Goliath. I will bring them down. I will bring them down. I bring them down. All those trouble in my life, I will bring them down. I have faith in God. My God will never let me down. My God will never allow me to be disappointed. My God will never allow me to fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, the ways are open for me. The ways are open for me. The ways are open for me. Grace is being released into my life. I receive fresh grace. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Grace. I receive fresh grace from heaven. I receive fresh grace from heaven. I receive fresh grace from heaven. Thank you, blessed Father. Let the grace of God flow into my life. The grace to prosper. The grace to excel. The grace for deliverance. The grace for miracles. The grace for new things. I receive it. 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 Thank you, blessed Father. Thank you, blessed God. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. New things are going to happen in your life. God is taking you to another level. I want you to convince yourself today, God is taking me to another level. It doesn't matter the obstacles there. It doesn't matter that the barriers are there. Look away from them. You are walking in the midst of them. You are walking in the midst of them. You are walking in the midst of them. In the name of Jesus Christ. I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire. Jesus, make me a billionaire. I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire.
I am a billionaire.
To the glory of God. I am a billionaire. Jesus made me a billionaire. I am a billionaire. I am a billionaire.
I am a billionaire.
For the glory of his name. Grace is falling upon your heart. Grace is falling upon your life. The grace to overcome at this present time. Receive in the name of Jesus. Promotion neither come from the east nor from the west. It comes from the Lord. And that is your own God. I am praying today that God that helped others to survive at a difficult time, let that God help you right now. Let that God help you right now. Let that God help you right now. In the name of Jesus. Every weakness in your spiritual life, let it receive grace today. 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 The grace to match strength to strength to oppose. The grace to match the devil at this tough time. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. When the enemy is ministering to you to backslide, you will be receiving new strength to go forward. You will be receiving new strength to go forward. You will be receiving new strength to go forward. In the name of Jesus. You are owing debt. Grace to pay your debt. Receive. 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 In the name of Jesus. Help will come from heaven for you. God will help you. The God that helped David to bring that Goliath, that same God will help you. All your Goliaths will fall. All your challenges will fall. All your obstacles will fall. In the name of Jesus. The Lord strengthen you as you go. Peace be with you. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.